We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 105. We are in the 25th perek, and today we will study the 6th and 7th Mishnah. Mishnah Vov. We're still, in all of this perek, we are concerned with the halacha of Achorayim Votoch, that for Kelim, in most cases, in the simple case of a keli with a base kibble, a cup, bowl, there's a halacha of achurayim vatoch, which means that if the toch becomes tome because of mashkim tomeim, remember mashkim tomeim are only tome, are only metame keli midrabonon. So therefore the rabbonon introduce various leniencies so that we know that this Tuma is only midrabbonon, and therefore Truma Tumeya, Truma which is Tomei min HaTorah, has to be burnt and can be burnt and must be burnt. Truma which is only Tomei midrabbonon is not allowed to be burnt. So there are major differences between whether something is Tomei midrabbonon or midoraisa. Because of this, when it comes to the Tuma of Tumas Mashkim, the ability that the Chachamim gave to Mashkim Tumeim to be Metame Kalim, where normally Mashk Ochlin and Mashkim are not Metame Kalim, that has certain leniencies. And the leniency of Achorayim Vatoch is that the Din Ho Achorayim is Choluk, is distinct and different from the Din of the Toch. If the Mashkim Tumeim spill into the Toch of the bowl or the cup, then the whole keli is tamei midrabbanan. But if the mashkim tameim only spill on the achurayim, on the outside of the bowl of the cup, the toch remains tohor. So that's the basic halacha of Perek Chof Hei, and it has various ramifications. Now, our Mishnah goes on and discusses other parts of a keli besides the inner part and the outer wall, the surface of the outer wall. Kane kelim, you have the basis, the base of a keli. You have a keli and it has a base under it, which supports it. Or v'yognehem, which means the bent over rims on the top, around the top surface of the walls of the keli. V'yoznehem, and the handles. V'yodos, osnehem means the handles shaped as curves. Like imagine a fancy teacup. That curved handle is osnehem. Yados hakelim means, like imagine a frying pan, we have a long protruding vertical, horizontal extension by which you hold it when you're frying the eggs in the pan. That's yodayim, yados. So, kane kelim, ogne kelim, ozne kelim, yados hakelim, hamikablim, if these kelim have a toch, a bowl, a saucer, or whatever, which has a kan, or ognayim, or oznayim, or yados, all of these, shenoflu alehem mashkim, if mashkim tameim fall upon the basis, or the handles, or the rim, etc., no problem. Minagvon, you just dry them off, fahem tahorin, and everything's fine. Because they have a halacha like achurayim in a certain sense, but more than achurayim. If it falls on the achurayim are tameh, but the inside's not tameh. If the mashkim tameim fall upon the kanim ogneim osneim and yodos, then nothing happens. You just wipe it off and everything's tohor. However, the Mishnah continues, ushor kol hakelim, other kelim, meaning other kelim which are not mekablim, which have no kli kibul. We have in parentheses in some Mishnayos the words she'enom yecholim lekabel rimonim, but the Meforshei HaMishnah suggests that those words need to be struck, need to be deleted, so we won't study them. And we'll just say what's implicit here. She'ar kol ha-kelim means as opposed to the kelim ha-mekablim in the first couple of lines in the Mishnah. What about those kelim which are flat, tabletops, trays, whatever, which have no clay kibul? She'ein lohem achorayim v'toch. Because they have no kli kibul, there is no halacha of achorayim v'toch. There is no toch and there is no achorayim. Whichever side you flip it, it's usable. There's no toch, no kli kibul. In those cases, she'noflu mashkim al miktsoso, If mashkim temeim fall upon, you have a flat tablet or a flat tray, and mashkim temeim fall on one part of the tray, and whether that part is part of it mamish, or it's the kan, the ogen, the ozen, the yad of this kli, which has no kli kibul, kulo tome, the whole keli becomes tome. Because just like there is no chiluk in the kli itself, if one part of it becomes tome, all of it becomes tome, toch and achurayim, because there is no achurayim and there is no toch b'metzius. So therefore, the kan, ozen, ogen, and yad are also part of the kli, which has no distinction, achurayim or toch. The Mishnah continues and just reviews something which we know from before. Kli shenitmu. Where are we now? Shenaflu mashkim ha-miktsos ha-kulo tome. Kli shenitmu achorov b'mashkim. If you have a kli with a base kibble, this is just a review now, which mashkim temeim fell upon the achoraim, upon the outside surface of the walls of the kli, achorov temeim aval toch, but tochnova ognova osnova yodov tahorin. Only the achorayim temeim, the rest of it, the toch and all of those handles, etc., remain tohor. However, nitmo tocho, if the toch of the kli with all these yadayim and ognayim and osnayim, etc., and achorayim becomes tomei, nitma tocho, kulo tome. Everything is tome, the achurayim, the ogen, the ozen, the yodayim, etc. That's Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Zayin introduces a new factor, and that is the factor of a base tzeviya. Tzeviya is related to the word etzba, which means a finger. Sometimes you have a vessel, and in order to hold it in the outer wall of the vessel, but the top of the outer wall of the vessel, there's a little groove into which you can put your finger so that you can manipulate this vessel. So the Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim yesh lohem achorayim betoch. All kelim, meaning all kelim with a base kibul, have the halacha of achorayim v'toch, namely that the achorayim have a different din than the toch. If the toch becomes tomei, the achorayim become tomei. If the achorayim only become tomei from tumas mashkim tomeiim, the toch remains tor. That's what it means. Kol hakelim yesh lohem achorayim v'toch. Conceptually, v'yesh lohem based tzeviya, and all kelim with a base kibul, bowls and saucers and cups, etc., have a halacha of a base tzeviya. And again, a base tzeviya is a little groove in the wall of the keli, near the tip of the keli, near the rim of it, where you put your finger when you want to manipulate and hold the vessel. And there's a special din with this base tzeviya, namely, if mashkim temeim touch, spill upon the base tzeviya, upon that little groove, only the base tzeviya remains tomei, but the achurayim and the toch remain tohor. And if the achurayim become tomei, not only is the toch tohor, which we know all along, that's the basic halacha of yesh lohem achurayim v'toch, but the base tzeviya also remains tohor, is not affected by the spilling of the mashkim tomeim upon the achurayim. That's the general rule. Now we're going to have a list of tanoim who restrict this general rule only to certain types of kelim or certain types of situations. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, La'areva gedoylo shaleitz. This halacha of Beis Tzeviya, that the Beis Tzeviya is somehow exempt from becoming tomei if the achurayim become tomei, and if the Beis Tzeviya becomes tomei from mashkim temeim, it does not affect the rest of the kelim. No, that's limited to a big tub, a big bowl of wood. Then they have this halacha of beis tzeviya. Why? Because since it's so big that you can't manipulate it unless you have a place, a beis tzeviya, to put your fingers. So the chachamim were lenient, and they said that if the achurayim of such a big keli becomes tomei mashkim temeim, the beis tzeviya remains tohor. Why? So that the hands that handle this keli not become tomei tumas yodayim, which is something we will learn about in the future. Whenever you hold on to the tub, But for smaller kelim, which you can hold on to by their achorayim, you don't need a base tzviya. There is no din of a base tzviya. And if the achorayim became tamei, if there is a base tzviya, they too become tamei. It's only when you need the base tzviya because of the large size of this areva gedola shalates that we have a halacha that the base tzviya is chaluk, is separate halachically from the achorayim. So says Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lekosos. Rabbi Akiva says only with kosos, with cups which are used to drink with. There is a din of a beis tzviya. Because since kosos are made for drinking, so obviously liquids are going to be around that kos. And liquids easily become tamei. Someone can touch it, a sheretz can touch it, a nida can touch it, a zav, whatever. So therefore the chachamim were lenient with reference to kosos. And they said that the base tzviya of the koso should not become tomei if the achorayim become tomei. So therefore, a person can drink from the kos by holding on to the base tzviya and not touching the achorayim. And he doesn't have to worry about the mashkin becoming tomei when he's drinking. So holds Rabbi Akiva. Now we have two other tanoim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, who say what they say. We'll see what they say in a moment and I'll translate the words. But the actual detailed explanation of Rabbi Meir's opinion and Rabbi Yossi's opinion is reserved for tomorrow, for the next Mishnah, Mishnah Ches. So, Rabbi Meir Omer, Liyodayim hatemeyos vahatahoros, that this din, that the base hatzviya is conceptually separate from the achurayim. That if the base tzviya becomes tomei, tumas mashkim spill in the base tzviya, the achurayim do not become tomei. And vice versa, if mashkim tameim spill on the achurayim, the base hatzviya does not become tomei. That's true of yodayim tameos and tahoros. Meaning, yodayim tameos. If the hands were tomei, person's hands are tomei, he touched a Sefer Torah. He touched whatever. He will learn a whole Masechta about the conditions under which Yodayim can become Tomei. So if the Yodayim are Tomei, but the Achorei HaKos are Tohor, and there's liquid spilling over the Achorei HaKos, not Tomei liquid, just dumb liquid, wine, soda, whatever. So he doesn't want to touch the Achorayim because then he'll make the Achorayim Tomei. No problem. He can hold the Kos by the Beis HaTzviya, and he doesn't have to be concerned that maybe the mashkim on the Achorei HaKos became tomei because of his hands and thereby will make the kos tomei. No, he can just hold it by the base hatzviya and that's no problem. That's yodayim tameos, Rav Meir says. But also, Rav Meir says, for hatahoros, for yodayim tahoros, there is also this distinction between the base hatzviya and the achorayim, as we will be explained in the next Mishneh, Mishneh Ches, which we will learn tomorrow. Amar Rav Yossi, no. Lo Amru, they never said that there's a distinction between base hatzviya and achorayim. Ela liyodayim hatahoros bilvad, only by yodayim tahoros, which we will again learn about tomorrow. But for yodayim tameos, we're afraid if he's going to hold on to the base hatzviya, he might touch the achorayim. If he's going to touch the achorayim, he's going to might touch the base hatzviya. And in that process, that liquid which is spilling over, which now becomes tamei because of his yodayim, will spill into the kos itself and make the whole kos tamei. So for yodayim tameos, according to Rabbi Yossi, against Rabbi Meir, there is no chiluk between beis hatzviya and achurayim. And one is tamei with the tumah of the other, according to Rabbi Yossi. But when it comes to yodayim tahoros, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree that there is a chiluk between beis hatzviya and achurayim. And again, the details of the halachos of yodayim tahoros and beis hatzviya and achurayim will be in tomorrow's Mishnah Ches. But we have now finished Mishnah Vav and Zayin, Mishnayah 6 and 7, and in the process have concluded lesson number 105.